I wanted to just take a moment and tell you that science has proven meditation to be a powerful way of managing stress and caring for your well-being. Well, now there is a crowdfunding page for a new app called MFA, Meditations for Actors. This is a really cool idea, and I invite you to go to ifundwomen.com to check out MFA Meditation for Actors. Show your gratitude and get in on the bottom floor of this app designed specifically for actors. iFundWomen MFA Meditations for Actors. No one ever told you that being an actor was easy. In fact, for many of you, I am sure that you were told just the opposite. Being an actor is hard. The odds are against you. Too much competition. You'll never make it. What's worse is that we let those past voices stay in our head, affecting our thinking and our choices. What's up with that? The way to push through that noise is a simple technique that has helped me as an actor and now as a casting director. Okay, I know it might sound cheesy, but really, I promise you it works. Today's episode is all about pushing past the noise and practice gratitude. How do you do that? Stick around, and we'll find out on this special gratitude episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York. How are you? I hope you're well. Thank you so much for joining me on this very special, what is on this very special episode of Casting Actors Cast. Let me just take a moment and give my shout out to my friends at Actors Connection, Tony and Colleen and all of those great people at Actors Connection. Please check them out. Go to actorsconnection.com. You're going to find some workshops, classes, intensives. I'm excited to tell you that I'm on the roster, so you can check that out. Also, if you go to the website, castingactorscast.com, you're going to find past episodes of Casting Actors Cast. Plus, there's a place right on the landing page that says dive into the talent pool. And if you do that, that's going to open up some freebies for you. Absolutely free is a 100-page book called Conversation. Wow. Ooh, I need some coffee. Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. And there's also a free video called Casting Director Secrets, what they don't want you to know, but I'm going to tell you in this 20-minute free video. You're also going to find the classes that I'm going to be teaching. You're going to find other sponsors of the program, of the show. You're also going to find what's called Jeff's Jots, which are show notes that correspond to each of these episodes, so you have some additional information. Now, here's the deal. The only thing that I ask in return is wherever you're listening to this patio, this podcast video, I encourage you and request respectfully that you just take a moment, give me a like, give me a thumbs up, consider subscribing. That would be cool. Also, if you could leave a review, iTunes especially is really great, and I've gotten some fantastically nice reviews, and so I'm so grateful. But it would really be of value to this entire community if you would go ahead and show your gratitude, perhaps, of getting these podcasts absolutely free of charge. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just a casting director schlepping around every day trying to give you the best information that I can about being a better actor, being better with your acting, and also being a better business person. Because after all, you need the combination of both of those things in order to feel like you're doing the job of an actor. I know that. I can tell you that. Let's get right on to the subject, by the way. Finally, I just have to say this. If you want to submit your video for an evaluation live on the podcast or the video, the podcast video, please do so. You can submit that video at the email address, castingactresscast@gmail.com. It's that simple. You can also ask me some questions. Anything that you can do that would help you feel more comfortable and more confident in the business of show, that's what I am here for. That's what I love doing. You know, I love teaching and I love doing these podcasts, and it's so cool that you're here today. So let's jump into our subject now. If you knew that you were talented, but you were unable to use your talent, what do you think that does to your talent? Think about that for just a second. In other words, what I'm trying to say is we must take risks. It's part of the human condition to challenge our thinking, to grow. Part of the challenge, in my view, involves really understanding why we need to take risks. What we tell ourselves is the difference between feeling successful or not. Now, allow me a moment of personal privilege. I'd like to share this story with you. When I was 16 years old, and I was kind of a really gangly, very kind of uncoordinated kid, I remember that I was running down the stairs and I decided to jump off 6 stairs in my home. And it was just a spontaneous moment. But here's the thing. I ended up landing on a magazine rack that happened to be metal and was sort of ornate with these kind of upturned wings and stuff on them to make them look really kind of cool. And I ended up landing on this metal magazine rack, which resulted in a very badly injured right foot and a dozen stitches. It was really kind of awful. The last thing I thought was, oh, I'm so glad this happened so I can learn from my mistake and never jump off the stairs again. That was not me, hardly. That was the last thing I probably would have thought of. In truth and in reality, I felt stupid. I felt really, really embarrassed. I felt that I had inconvenienced my mother, who then had to drive me to the emergency room of the hospital. I beat myself up for feeling like I was an idiot. I was a fool. Why did I do something so impulsive and spontaneous? But here's the reality. Here's the truth. Looking back now, gratitude would have made a difference. See, I needed to be grateful to my mother that she was there and able to help me. I needed to see that it could have been so much worse. I could have shattered my leg or my knee. I could have really done some permanent damage. And I needed to give myself a break for behaving, hello, like a 16-year-old. See, that would have been a kinder series of thoughts rather than the ones that told me how stupid I was. So being good to ourselves does not just come naturally. It doesn't. It comes with practice. And so that's why this episode today, I would like you to consider practicing gratitude. And practicing gratitude is really an important step to maintaining your creative purpose as an actor, artist, creative person. It really is. Now, I've put together 5 ways that you can put and practice gratitude into your daily life. Now, I'm not trying to get woo-woo here on you. I'm just trying to say that we are all a product of our upbringing, our genetic makeup. There's all kinds of things that influence who we are now. Sometimes we need to really take a look at that and perhaps change the pattern of listening to ourselves and to listen to ourselves in a slightly different way. So, for example, I would like to give you this little nugget. I know, again, I'm I always feel like I'm taking risks with some of this stuff because I know it comes across as kind of strange and weird. And some of you are really grateful for it. Some of you are just rolling your eyes. You know what? I can't worry about that. I just want to tell you these things have worked for me. And I feel so grateful that I have these little nuggets in my life. So I'm going to just jump right in, and I'm not trying to qualify everything I'm saying here. One, I want you to introduce yourself to yourself in front of a mirror every morning. Seriously. I want you to say hello to you every morning. Look right into your eyes and introduce yourself. Hello, I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Now, clearly you're not going to say Jeffrey Dreisbach. You're not. You're going to say your name. But I need you to simply take a moment every morning and connect with yourself in the mirror. Just try it. Don't judge it. Don't decide that it's going to be a waste of your time. Just try it. And then write to me. Let me know what you experience by doing that. Number two, I want you to take time to be in the moment when you usually zone out. Now, I don't know what your pattern is, but I can tell you mine. I wake up in the morning. I try to wake up early. I put the clothes on because I do my power walk every morning. I kind of get in front of the television and I turn on the television and Spectrum News comes on, and immediately I am zoning out. I'm just kind of, it's just like the weirdest thing. I just feel myself just, I'm thinking I'm getting information about the day's news when in fact I'm just getting an opportunity to kind of recharge a battery that I didn't know needed charging. And that's when I zone out. So what I'm suggesting, and this is what I've been trying to do, I'm okay at it. I could certainly be better, but I take time in the moment, and I take time to really just say, okay, it's the morning. Here I am. It's 60 degrees out. Just make little comments to yourself that keep you in the moment rather than zoning out. Try that. Number three, I knew you knew this was coming. Make a list. I need you to make a list of five things you appreciate in your life today. What are those five things that you appreciate in your life today? I know, making a list, it's not that easy sometimes. You feel like it's a chore because Jeff told me to do it, I'm going to do it. I just want you to write down those five things that come to mind immediately. Don't spend a lot of time on this. Just do it. And think about those things that you have going on. Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have some breakfast? Do you have a plan for your day? Does that plan make you feel like you can accomplish something? Do you like the way you feel? So if you appreciate those things that are going on with you right now, just jot it down on a list. Don't look at the list. Just write it down. Number four, I would love for you to acknowledge that you are a creative person. In other words, acknowledge your creativity. It's really hard sometimes. I know we've been through a lot. I think we're going to continue to go through a lot of extraordinary changes over the next several months. I just have this bizarre kind of feeling, and I'm not talking in negative terms. I'm just saying there's still a lot that we need to work through, both in our society and in our personal lives. And I just want you to take a moment and acknowledge that you are a creative person. That acknowledgement puts you in a special place in your own mind. And you can treat yourself better if you are doing it through that creative filter, I promise you. So simply acknowledge your creativity. That's number four. Number five, it's not really an order or a direct, it's really just kind of a philosophical statement, but something that I would love to have your consciousness raised with. And that is self-esteemable acts create positive self-esteem. If you're feeling badly about yourself for whatever reason, just do something nice for somebody else. Just do something that makes another person feel good. Do something that you wouldn't normally do. Say hi to that person just because. Say good morning to somebody who looks like they could use somebody saying good morning to them. Just do things that make you feel better about who you are in the world. I promise you, a little bit of that goes a really long way. All right, moving on from that, let's reinterpret the negative things you hear or see into a different perspective. So I don't know about you, but I see so many negative things and hear so many things that are negative that are going on, that this producer is acting this way, or this person is argumentative about this thing. And, you know, it can really come at you in just really bizarre and difficult ways sometimes. And I am an emotionally based person, so I often act really emotional. So what I'm suggesting, and I'm going to try this as well, because I need this help also. So I'm not able to successfully 100% practice these things in my own day to day, but I really want to bring them out. And maybe this will help me as well as help you. I want to analyze the source of that negativity. Where is it coming from? And when I analyze the source, that means not only where is it coming from, but if I can kind of see beyond that and see why it is coming from that person that way, that is going to help me have a better perspective. And it is a different way of looking at a normally negatively charged situation. Number two, when that happens, I would like to reimagine a different scenario. For example, this is my favorite example. If I'm driving and somebody cuts me off, I get so annoyed. That's kind of a nice way of putting it. But so then I try my very best to reimagine a different scenario. I think to myself, oh, I'm not always good at this, but this is what I try to do. Oh, that person has a severe case of Montezuma's revenge, and they have to get to a toilet immediately. All right, it's a little gross, but guess what? There's a little humor there. If I just kind of reposition the way I'm feeling about it by ascribing some sort of additional or different behavior on the other, it helps me just not get that bummed out about it. I'll tell you another quick story. I remember that there was a person who, this is another driving story. The person is driving very, very slowly and it's snowing out. And I understand that somebody's driving slow, but you know what? There are some, and I'm from Michigan originally. And being from Michigan and my dad was a car dealer, you know, I was in the automobile world a lot. I drove a lot. And so I just had zero tolerance for this person who was driving and going so slow. It was ridiculously slow. It was as if the snow itself had caused this person to freak out about driving. And, you know, I understand you need to be careful when you're driving in snow, but the snow had just started. It was just making the roads wet. But this person was doing, you know, 25 in a 45 lane. You with me? I need some sympathy about this. And I am in the car and I'm eating these vegetable chips. They're like, they're not potato chips, but they're like veggie chips. You know, if you've seen them, like veggie straws, the veggie chips. And I've just been, because I'm just a compulsive person and I'm just eating these and getting angrier and angrier. And the person stops their car right in front of me, which forces me to stop. This person gets out of their car and starts walking toward me to confront me. No kidding. And instead of me going, I'm sorry, sir, I apologize, I'm just not that patient when it comes to other drivers and snow, I didn't do any of that. I said, damn it. And I shoved the car door open and I stepped out and I'm ready to confront this guy. So I just marched right up to this guy. And I wanted to say, what the hell are you driving so slow for? That's what I wanted to say. But what came out was a mouthful of veggie chip. It was like I was vomiting this green, red, and yellow spewl that came out. And I honestly forgot that I had a mouthful of veggie chips. So out comes this. Blah, 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 blah. Now, when I tell you that this other person, who was already freaked out about the snow to begin with, immediately thought that they were in the zombie apocalypse. And that person just immediately turned around and went back to their car and shut the door, locked the door, and just drove away at 25 miles an hour. Now, I am standing there. The veggie chip has now gone down and is now on the ground and it's snowing outside. And I have just stopped myself from being in this situation. And I just couldn't help it. I just started laughing. I must have looked like the craziest crazo person out there, but I just started cracking myself up. Like, you know what? Life is just too short. Why did I embarrass my, it was just, the whole thing was just ridiculous. So all of that story to share with you is that when you find yourself in a place where your inner monologue is ready to just be really snarky, it's important that you stop yourself. It's important that you just take a moment and say, is there an alternative way to deal with this? Is there another way to swallow the veggie chip before you start arguing? Maybe that would have been the better thing to do, but you need to stop yourself when your inner monologue is ready to be snarky. That's all I'm saying. All right, number four, make a decision not to react. Make conclusions until at least 5 minutes have passed. It's okay for you not to have to feel immediately responsible to participate in whatever the choice or the decision is. You can absolutely take a breath and just say, I'll make this decision in 5 minutes. I know it's crazy, but if you practice that occasionally, you're going to find that your breathing is going to shift, that your brain is going to get back in order, that the adrenaline is going to dissipate to a really healthy degree so that you can make the right best decision. All right, so now we're moving on to number five. I want you to see the humor in all things. If you can perceive a negative situation or somebody, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I see somebody that I'm not directly involved with and they get really, really angry, I go like, wow, it's really interesting to see what happens to somebody physically when they get really, really angry. Their face tightens up, their body gets all, it's almost, honestly, if you can kind of objectify it just a little bit, it is kind of comical sometimes. Now, I'm not trying to make fun of another person. I am just saying that seeing the humor in all things, you know what? It has saved my bacon so many times. It's pulled me out of depressive, sad, angry, inspired moments. And I'm so grateful that I have that ability to do that. That's what I'm grateful for most of the time. See, when we embrace our choices and find joy in our creativity, honestly, we can open up ourselves to a new perspective. We open up ourselves to new opportunities, and it really helps us to find and be grateful. My suggestion? Try it. Be grateful. After all, you deserve it. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support. Just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.